In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In last week's Gospel, Jesus said, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own houses." This statement reflects several key ideas. It poses a challenge to authority. Accepting a prophet often requires a significant shift in outlook and acknowledgement of wrongdoing or moral correction. This challenge to oppressive circumstances can be uncomfortable, particularly for those who are clearly deeply rooted in the local culture and community. It depicts spiritual blindness. Jesus implies that familiarity can breed spiritual blindness. It is a condition where people fail to recognize the divine message being conveyed because of their close personal ties with the prophet. Lastly, familiarity breeds contempt. People who are familiar with the prophet's background, upbringing, or family may find it difficult to accept their prophetic authority. They may question the authenticity of the prophet's message or dismiss it because they remember the prophet's early life and fail to see him as a full person of God. In today's Gospel, we are given John the Baptist as an example. Let's explore John's background. John was initially seen as a significant figure by the religious authorities of his time. Many people, including Pharisees and Sadducees, went to him to be baptized, acknowledging him as a prophet and a voice preparing the way of the Messiah. John's strong preaching against hypocrisy and needing for repentance challenged the religious establishment authority and practices. This led tension and opposition from the Pharisees and Sadducees. They were threatened by the message and influence. Additionally, political leaders such as Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, initially had mixed views of John the Baptist. According to the Gospel, Herod respected John as a holy and righteous man, even though he was going to arrest him. Due to his respect for John, he was a little reluctant to carry out his mission to serve his head on the fire. John suffered criticism of Herod's unlawful marriage to Herodias, brought light to John, and John eventually arrested and put to death because he had publicly denounced and condemned Herod for marrying Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. His marriage to his sister-in-law considered unlawful according to Jewish law, as found in Leviticus. This announcement was full confirmation against the king's immoral action, which angered Herodias, and out of shame and spite, she wanted to have him executed. Eventually, during a banquet held by Herod, Salome, on behalf of her mother Herodias, requested John's head on the platter. And Herod hesitantly granted her the request to maintain his honor and dignity amid potential humiliation in front of his guests. Our Gospel story from Mark presents a powerful reminder of the cost of discipleship and the call to seek the truth of God. The pastoral message from today's Gospel highlights several important aspects. First, put together the question of the faithfulness of God's law. John the Baptist supported the moral teaching of the Torah, even in the face of political and personal consequences. This exercise will be a portion of being true to God's principle and not negotiated in matters of ethics and morality. Secondly, the courage to prophetic witness. Jonah fearlessly spoke truth to power, even to those in authority. His actions demonstrated the role of prophets in challenging societal issues of injustices and moral deviation, regardless of the personal risk involved. Lastly, the consequences of speaking truth. John's faith illustrated the potential dangers and risks that prophets and telling the truth may face in standing against corruption and immorality. In today's society, this narrative poses several implications. It challenges us to scrutinize the ethical conduct of leaders of ourselves against higher moral standards. Even if it means going against the daily norms of powerful interests. It encourages advocacy for justice and righteousness in our communities, speaking out against injustice and immorality wherever it is found. And lastly, it calls for a renewed respect of openness to prophetic voices that could speak with prideful norms and call for repentance and ethical behavior. Well, how do we respond to the laws of the prophet in today's context? We should strive to personally and personal integrity and moral courage in adhering the ethical principles in our personal and professional lives. Support advocacy efforts that promote justice, equality, and the common good in society. We must foster the dialogue and education that promotes awareness of ethical issues and encourage the accountability among leaders and institutions. We must speak out to support those who are most in need of our advocacy. There are too many times where we fail to stand up to those who are weak, those voices who cannot be heard out of fear of deportation or being rejected from a community or being fired for their employment. Those who struggle to speak for themselves about the injustices they face. We are challenged by a society that still discriminates against people who don't share the same social location, financial status, race, gender, sexuality, and so on. The story of John the Baptist challenges us to uphold ethical standards, support justice, and mindfulness to the prophetic call of righteousness in our contemporary context. It urges us to be courageous in our faithfulness to God and God's principles, and in our commitment to promoting a just and moral society. The story of John the Baptist invites us to embody prophetic courage in our lives today. It challenges us to stand up and to stand firm in our convictions and advocate for justice. We certainly can live out this spirit of prophetic voices in our current context by being disciples of Christ. And being disciples of Christ involves not only following his teachings, but also embodying his values and mission in our daily lives. Some key ways we can be disciples of Christ is by simply regularly reading and studying the Bible to help understand Jesus' teaching and the principles of justice and righteousness. He emphasized, this knowledge forms the foundation of our actions and decisions. Through prayer, we seek guidance from God to understand how best to apply His teachings in our life and discern the truth in situations where justice is at stake. Jesus often spoke truth boldly, confronting injustice and hypocrisy, but He did so with love and compassion. Jesus advocated for the marginalized and oppressed, challenging the system of an attitude that perpetrated injustice. As his disciples, we are called to actively work together for justice in our community, standing up for the rights and dignity of all people as our baptismal covenant. As our baptismal covenant emphasizes, our actions should align with our words and beliefs. Like Jesus, we should not remain silent in the face of injustice. We are called to stand against oppression, discrimination, and exploitation, advocating for fairness and equality for all people. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. In essence, being a disciple of Christ involves embodying his teachings of love, truth, and justice in our thoughts, words, and actions. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you with hearts burdened by the injustices we see in our world. You are the God of justice and truth. We lift up our voices to you, seeking your guidance and strength. Grant wisdom for our leaders and decision makers, that they may govern with integrity and seek the well-being of all people, especially the most vulnerable. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.